All right, class, we're dealing with welcome to the world of change. There's a lot of changes being made. And in this school, I have to prepare you to be a minister to be able to handle the changes that are going on. And so that and because of the world of change going on, the change of leadership paradigm will have to change. We're going to be anointed. We have to know the authority. We have to know the government. And I want to just give you this prophecy to help you. When I was walking out of our last session, I heard the voice, the word barricade. Many barricades are being left or loaded and need to be about to be removed. Many barricades in many lives are about to be removed. My truth is stepping in to change many lives, taking your places that you thought you would never go, taking you places that you thought you would never go. But know this now, you are in a new territory of victory. We're being called to move into new territory of ministry in these times. Let go of all ideals that do not manifest my glory. Now, I want to take up this heavenly pattern that God is releasing. God is releasing his heavenly pattern for these type of churches to be built. Listen very carefully now because it's a shift. The apostolic move has begun as a rising of the tide. It is not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. Now, be some people won't keep the same old. Jesus had to deal with that. They won't keep the same old. But there are changes that has to be made for us to be able to handle all the barricades that the system in the world is setting up and Satan. But those who desire to be the pulse, P-U-L-S-E, of what God is saying and doing today. Gonna have to be on top of that. Gotta be where they yielding to the Spirit and know that the Spirit, I can't say, don't have no set pattern, but the Spirit create pattern at different dimensions and different level infinitum. In other words, see, the Holy Spirit never reach a peak. The Holy Spirit never reach a level. Matter of fact, to explain the level of ministry we're talking about, the Holy Spirit, to explain the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to explain it overflowing. In other words, you know, out of your John 7, 36, I think through 37, 38, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's the dimension that your ministry is going to have to be in this generation. You've got to be overflowing at all times with the expectation of the supernatural, no matter what the natural look like, no matter what the majority is saying. Not being hostile to other ministries, but knowing there's always another flow. There's always a level that don't run out. You're going to have to think that way during this time because so many things are going to kind of come. Socialism, all kind of different ways to control the church. And you got to be in the Spirit. You got to be like Daniel said, I'm not bowing. Hebrew boy said, I'm not bowing. And so these times are coming and we're going to have to be ready operating in revelation to handle it. So the pulse of ministry is going to have to be different. So this apostolic impartation in school is to change your pulse in the Spirit, that you're beating from another beat, a stronger beat. God is sending his apostolic power to change this world. Now, you remember our text is Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, what we should be doing. We must be alert and ready to catch this, watch, new wave of revival that is coming from heaven. Now, I said two other words, revival, revolution, and reformation. We got to be ready. We got to be ready when the Lord took Ezekiel in that valley of dry bone, he checked Ezekiel out. He asked Ezekiel, listen, can these bones live? Now, in that text is a very marvelous revelation that we're going to need in each time. When he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel put the ball back in his hand. Said, God, thou knowest. That's the answer he wanted it. He always wants you to be dependent upon him when it seemed like no way out. Now, you're in a valley of dry bones, valley of dead people. But yet, Ezekiel knew God knows. So in your ministry, no matter what come up, you have to know that God knows. That's the type of ministry. That's the type of ministry, matter of fact, I've been doing this for years because I really, Leroy tried to talk about it and tell you, I really don't know what I'm doing. I yield to him, but I know he knows. So as long as I stay in contact in prayer and praise and meditation, I know that things are going to work out into God's favor and the same token work out to my ministry favor. All right? So welcome to the world of change. Here's some things I want you to write down. Changes of all kind, economic, money coming. See, I've been training the church. Economic, social. 8 young people just got killed at a social service, stampeding for nothing. Hundreds got hurt. Culture, technological, political, religious, are happening at an accelerating pace. So these things cannot take over. Watch how I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it in an order that I want you to understand, in which I need all the students to understand. The first order is spiritual. Economic, social, culture, technological, political, religious, all got to fall under that first order. It's the strongest order, spiritual. Your calling is stronger than science. It's stronger than technology, stronger than academic, it's stronger than psychology. You're operating in the infinitum realm when you're operating in the spirit. Yes, we have infirmity, but Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. So you have to not take technical, psychological, man-made instrument and try to flow in the spirit. You have to almost, for lack of a better word, be naked in the spirit that God can function through you at a higher level. Are you listening to me, class? See, because the economy, the spirit can take care of that. Social, spiritual, culture, technological, political, religious are happening at an accelerating pace, rate, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you tune in to the flow. See, John 7:37-38, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water. So the acceleration is on, so we're going to have to accelerate in the spirit. Accelerate praying in the spirit. Accelerate in meditating. Accelerate in praise. Now, you know what the Lord said about worship? Jesus taught a lesson in John 4:24, God is the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. They that minister for him must minister in spirit and truth. You're going to have class wisdom. You're going to have discernment for this generation. And you will have it because the Holy Ghost will give it to you. For us, the church, to be able to ride these waves, we need to have a clear, listen, apostolic strategist that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. In other words, I love this. Now, for you to be able to handle all of this changes coming in at accelerating paces, accelerating rate, the Lord is bringing back to his church apostolic strategy. In other words, spiritual government at its highest peak, going to have to be functioning in these last days through ministers, because our responsibility is to lead people to other levels in the spirit. Are you following me? Are you following me? Other levels in the spirit. It's going to be your. So therefore, if I'm going to lead somebody into another level of the spirit, I'm going to have to be led into another level of the spirit. Things can accelerate. Things can speed up. Sin is speeding up. Disrespect, dishonor is speeding up. Formality, entertainment coming in the church. I mean, just all kind of program. Just the church is just programmed to death. All kind of stuff coming in. But there are going to have to be a remnant of ministers who walk in the spirit, who listen to the Holy Ghost. Not to put nobody down, but to put God up where he should be. Now, I'm feeling God present now. And so I want you to take this impartation, because I know there's no distance in the spirit. Take this impartation. Take this apostolic strategy that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. Objective, supernatural action plan. Over the years, I could share with you, class, I've done some things. I actually didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I had divine support. Write that word down. Divine, those two words, divine support. That's what you want. You want to always be working from God's divine support. Therefore, you can operate in the realm of the supernatural and the natural, listen to me, and the satanic powers will not ever be able to change you. Now, the satanic witchcraft and hoodoo and all that other stuff, voodoo, this satanic power, the satanic supernatural power. So you can't face satanic supernatural power in the natural. You got to be in the supernatural. I was trying to think of some cases where the apostles met satanic power, but they overrule them by supernatural power. So write those two powers down, supernatural power and satanic power. I don't want you to remember that. I want you to remember that. Supernatural power, he don't want you to remember. Supernatural power and satanic power. I never heard the two together, class. Supernatural power from God, satanic power from Satan. When satanic power meets supernatural power, the satanic power has the bow. So this class, you're going to operate in supernatural power. The new pioneer leaders God is remaking and retraining today understand. Now, listen to this, because, I'm in the middle of this right now, understanding that change is the rule of the game. In other words, in apostolic strategy, let me see if I can read this for you. They develop apostolic strategies for his leadership, for his church to be fully released into her full potential of God. See, strategies. So you cannot, class, get bogged down in program or the style of the season. Okay? See, the spirit really don't have no season. Why? Because the spirit can change every situation and change every season. So write down Matthew 16, 18, and 19, because it's talking about revelation. It's talking about the keys of revelation. Class, you're going to have to know how to use the keys of revelation in these times when the report comes. Revelation overruled it. Got that? When a bad report come, or when a demonical report come, or when a majority report come, revelation overrule it, and you have divine backup to make it come out as God wanted to come out. It's a Gideon army. I think he started out with 32,000, ended up with 300. The spies started out with 12. End up with two. David was the only one that was willing to face Goliath. That's where you're going to have to be in these times. Sometimes you're going to be alone. Sometimes you're not going to have the second emotion. You're not going to have organization. You're not going to have religion, people backing you up. You're going to have churches not backing you up. because they won't go in the same old flow. But the same old flow is getting drowned in damnation during this time, right? So I want you to be aware of the fact that I have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit for revelation in my ministry. You want to preach, if I might not say this word right, revelatorial. You want to preach things that God is revealing to you.